There really weren't any surprises in the demographic study because we have been working with the demographer for a while now, and so there really weren't too many surprises. We are going to show a growth over the next 10 years of student population, which is a good thing. We're proud of that, and we're proud of the work the demographers did for us. In terms of the actual report itself, what you see in Bryan ISD as compared to some other districts across the state is you do see an enrollment increase. And so when you compare it to some other school districts around the area, we're proud to see that there is going to be an increase over the next 5 years. They project over the next 5 years from 2000 to 2011, going all the way back historically to 2006-07, you'll see an increase of about close to 800 students. Over the next 10 years, they project approximately 1,100 student increase.
Is that so, per year or cumulative?
No, over the next 10 years. Okay. Over the next 10 years. So you're looking at about a little over 100 kids a year.
And is that just purely starting school from kindergarten, or does that take all ages into consideration?
That takes all ages into consideration.
Okay.
And so what we find across Texas right now is that the movement that we once had in Texas is not as abundant as it was at one time, because what you wind up having is when people have a job now, they tend to want to stay hold to that job and stay put. So you don't see the movement that you once saw across Texas and across the country with the economics the way it is today. Most people are staying still and they're savoring the jobs that they have currently. Even in education, you find out now that teachers, administrators, all school employees, their interest in looking to other districts are not as abundant as they once were, unless they're in a neighboring district like, you know, a Bryan and a College Station and a Hearn and Navasota. I mean, other than that, you really don't look to move across the state anymore. So that's impacting demographic studies. That's impacting school enrollment across the state. So we're happy, as our demographer told us last night. She works with districts that have no growth whatsoever or even a decline of enrollment. And so we're not in a decline of enrollment. We are increasing enrollment. So we're happy about that.
Any forecast on the socioeconomic side?
They didn't look into that. We didn't ask that question. Our question was more in terms of facilities. Our questions are more in terms of where the growth will take place. And pretty much what they said was the west side of town, near Traditions, is slated to have some new additions out there. And then the Austin's Colony, Austin's Estate area on the east side of town will grow. And so basically what we were doing was to look and see where schools over the next 5 to 10 years will be to capacity. And we found out that really probably in the next few years, they project that Mitchell Elementary School, Bonham, Navarro, all of those campuses are going to be above capacity. And so something that we may need to consider one day in the next 2-3 years is the opening or the looking into exploration of looking into another elementary school number 17. And it's too early to tell that right now, but the numbers indicate and the forecast pretty much shows that we're going to have an influx of enrollment on that part east side of town, and then that one section on the west side of town. So we're going to have a growth of students. So we looked at it more from that standpoint. We also looked at it from a standpoint of 4A, 5A, looking at that study to see where lines could or could not be drawn for the 4A, two 4As if our district decided to go that direction. And so we just looked at that and just kind of see where some lines could move here or there. Again, very preliminary, nothing that we're going to do next year. So just more of an information gathering, not from our demographer.
I'm glad you brought up the secondary side of it, and as you just said, nothing that's going to impact next year. But any projected timetable when the administration might come to the board with some ideas about how to handle middle school, high school?
Sure. There's not really a timeline because we were waiting for this demographic study first, and now that we have it, we'll begin looking at it. And what you don't want to do to your parents, to the students, is to spring something on them immediately or to catch them off guard. We want to give everyone plenty of time, ample time, to know if lines are drawn in the future. We want to give everybody plenty of time to know where those lines are going to be, and you just don't do that over a summer. I believe that that's something that takes a year, year and a half to tell people, let them know, because people want to know where their children are going to be going to school. They want to know where it is that they're going to purchase a home. And so you just you want to make sure that everybody involved has plenty of time, ample amount of time to find out where those lines are.
So this time next year, or maybe the fall of 2013, maybe the earliest the administration
right.
might come back to the board?
Yes. Next year, of course, it won't have any impact whatsoever on our lines next year because school has already ended pretty much. We've got a few more days of school left, and people are already they're comfortable where they're going, and so nothing for next year. But it's something we'll begin to look at over time to make sure we give the Board of Trustees the information that they need and to make informed decisions. And then we have to look and make sure that we have all of our I's dotted, T's crossed, before we make any recommendation like that.
Yeah, I probably should have gone a little further and said you might not even consider any discussion until a year or 18 months from now.
Yes, sir.
And the impact might not be until 2014, 2015.
Right, right.